lot's changed and some hasn't.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, well, good morning. We'll get started.
Good morning.
Today is September 19th, 2023, at our workshop meeting starting at just after 9 at 9:01. Mr. Matt is here. Mr. Crispin is here this morning, and I know you're having a brief conversation before the meeting started. Anything else you need to add or talk about?
No, just a couple things. One, thanks for being patient with us and working out the, I know 201 was really congested at both starts, and I think we've made enough tweaks and folks have figured out their timing that we've mitigated most of that. So, but appreciate your patience with that. Two, I have a bag of t-shirts and programs from the dedication for our friends here. And then the third thing is really just to, no decision needs to be made, but talking about what to do with the remaining two pieces of playground equipment. And somebody mentioned, is it something that the township could use?
Possibly, yes.
Playground or something like that.
We do, and we need some.
If you're interested in that, I know if we were to sell it, we'd have to have an auction, but I think somebody mentioned afterwards, you know, what if we donate it to, you know, a government agency? Would that be a problem? So I can put that call in if y'all are interested.
Can we come take a look at it? Where is it, still on the old playground? Or
yeah,
where is
yeah.
It?
It's okay. It's the one big unit. I think that's fairly new, maybe within the last 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not that old of a piece of equipment. And the other piece is some kind of climbing spiral thing.
Sure.
And that looks relatively recent also.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So take a peek at it and let me know if
I can get with Todd and meet up there and take a look at it.
Yeah, okay. It would take some to move it.
Sure.
For sure. And
I'm guessing we'd have to have, for liability, we still have to have a company who installed it.
An installer or something. I'm not sure. So
that's been my experience.
Right, yeah.
Is correct. Usually you have to, you know, at least have somebody come inspect it.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
That to have that.
That's playground certified.
Yep.
Yeah. Matt, I have a couple of questions. This is this week's homecoming week, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any activities planned? I mean, we've had bonfires before. Do you know of anything?
We have Powder Puff football tomorrow.
Okay.
Football game. All of it's on the website. Both schools are doing, I mean, every school is doing a little bit different things, but the high school, the main event is Powder Puff, the dance Saturday, and then the game Friday.
And no bonfire?
I don't even recall seeing a bonfire.
If there is,
Lord knows we had enough
extra stuff.
To,
yeah.
Yeah.
Skids coming out of everywhere.
Yeah.
Previously, for other football games on the old field, there was like a parade, which obviously can't happen on the new track. That would not be good. So,
was a real popular.
Yeah, so is there anything special we need to do for homecoming? If there is, just give them a call.
I'll touch base with Barrett this afternoon.
Yeah, just give us a call and let us know if we need to do something.
Appreciate
I don't know, that. Blow the horns in the parking lot or something. I don't know. Whatever you need, just let us know.
Okay.
Me and Mike talked about that this morning, as a matter of fact. So something just we need to be aware of if we need to do something.
Can do. Appreciate that.
If there is a bonfire, it's usually the same night as Powder Puff, and we need to come take a peek at it before you light it off. That's about it.
I haven't seen anything out there.
Okay.
Especially with
they were trying to kind of wean off of that just because of, especially the one year where, what was it, raccoons caught on fire? There was raccoons or rabbits or something like that.
Yeah.
They were living in the pile that they'd set up.
Whoops.
And when they lit it off, they started running out on fire, which was not kind of a little traumatic for the people there. So,
well, I think the attendances went down a lot too for the bonfire.
Correct.
It used to be a huge thing the last couple of years.
Yeah, I know. It's not good, do they?
And years ago, they used to be in a car.
Those were always
they
fun.
Used to
take sledge to
sledge to the car side. They did that.
Somebody got a chip in their eye and lost
somehow.
And
yeah.
Dag on liability.
I know. Yeah, I'll double check, but I don't recall seeing.
Well, if anything comes up, just have whoever get a hold of us, and we'll make arrangements to get it squared away.
Anything else?
I don't have anything.
Okay, I'll leave these up here for y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Have a good week.
See you.
Thank you.
Land use meeting stuff. I'm waiting on the final draft still from Joe. I'm going to touch base with him today to find out where that is,
awesome,
how it's coming along. The minute review policy, I think that was discussed. I wasn't part of that conversation at the last end of the last meeting. I was talking to the residents, but told that needed to come up as part of this conversation today. As far as how the minute review policy that we made, as far as
how it's going,
how it's working, do we need to change it? Thoughts, comments, questions, concerns?
It's not being followed.
It's not being followed. So
I don't know why we have it.
Totally agree.
She's busy. I'm busy. Things happen when they can happen, and they get done when they can get done, and so that policy is not being followed, and you know it's just not being followed. So I don't know. I don't want to. You know, I feel like there's a policy, or we all talked about it, and then I'm not doing it. So, and you're not doing it, so we're not following it, and that's not
right. So why have a policy?
Yes. So.
Well, I mean, so you can't hand somebody three sets of minutes and still expect it to be done in the number of days. Because that the policy is designed to do it as we go, right? So you would be reviewing, in theory, one set of minutes every week, or in case of something, once a month. So,
and did you send us two sets of minutes in the last 2 days?
No, I didn't get them.
Did you send us?
Oh, I did send you, yes.
Two in the last 2 days. So I'm just saying, each individual, if I send you three sets of minutes, that doesn't mean, I mean, they're individual. You don't have to do them all on the same day, but
you have them at least.
You have them in
the
time.
Yeah, I agree, and I do them as I can, but I'm saying that's not going to meet the 5-day criteria. Maybe.
That's what, none of it depends. So why have the policy?
Well, I mean, we got to have some target to shoot for, right? If we don't have anything,
but then it gives.
It's never really been a problem before.
And it seems to give the appearance that we don't follow policy, you and I don't.
It's not
follow
just you and I. I sent minutes out 2 weeks ago and haven't heard a peep from anybody. So it's the whole thing is not being followed, but we still have to have something to shoot for. That's my feeling. What do you want to get rid of the policy? Is that what you're saying? Or
I just feel like nobody should be expected to follow it if everybody's not following it. That's what I feel.
So are we?
That's a fair statement.
So I guess that we're more than a policy. It should be a guideline that we try. I mean, like you said, something to shoot for. If we haven't had it in place very long, and if it's already not working, then there's obviously a problem with it.
Right.
I'm just going to use the fire side of it. When we get policies and we put them out, and those all of a sudden just issue after issue, then we either review the policy or change the policy. So I don't know what the answer is, but
maybe we should change it from policy to just guideline.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it should be a guideline instead of, because we have some things that we shoot for that aren't necessarily, someone's held accountable if they don't necessarily do it. For instance, we have a guideline that our reports need to be to the hospital within a certain amount of time.
Right.
You know, if there's six runs in a row or there's something that comes up and they can't get them there, then it's not like we write them up for not getting their hospital submitted to, or their report submitted to the hospital within their 3 hours, Mike. Mm-hmm. So that's a guideline more than a policy. I don't know. I'm just saying, I know there was an issue, so it's coming up.
I think just bring them to the meeting, we approve them, and be done with them. That's what we've done for years, and it works.
And less detail. We don't need to get to the nth degree what who said what. It's just an overview. Minutes are a general overview of what happened in the meeting. It's not direct quotes. Well, let's just change policy to guideline and keep going.
You're just bringing up a calendar, sorry.
What?
I'm just bringing up my calendar because I'm going to get to that here in a minute.
All right.
I think we need to get back on track before we decide to change it. I mean, like Andy said, it hasn't been in place that long, and we're behind on minutes, so we got to get caught up first and see if we can do one through the process when it comes out on time.
Have you reviewed those three that she got?
Yes.
That she sent you, and we're good on those?
I have them. We'll get down to minutes with you here in a minute. I printed them all up this morning. I know you like paper copies, so.
Yes.
I brought paper copies.
Killed seven trees.
Just six.
Six.
Yeah, I double-sided, so I was dropped down my tree killing. So we'll get to the review of those in a minute. Next regular meeting is on September 19th, which is next Tuesday. Currently, I have no items for the agenda. That may change. I just don't have anything at the moment. For calendar-wise, a little bit of, that's why I was bringing up my calendar. For the next regular meeting after that, I think it's a regular meeting, which will be on the 10th, October 10th. We need to work on that agenda early. I actually leave on the 4th to go to Florida, so I'll have to have that agenda pretty much completed by Tuesday.
Okay, the 3rd?
The 3rd.
Okay.
Just to, you know, if something comes up, I'll be back for the meeting on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave Wednesday, come back Monday.
But you want to have, yeah.
So I have it ready. If something comes up, it can always be, you know, an amended agenda. Just the normal part of it done and out to you guys.
Well, on the 3rd is our workshop meeting, correct?
Yes.
So we can do it after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have things right. I'm just, it's a weird midweek trip, so I just wanted to let you know about that in advance. And we still have this month, we have the 9th. We still have even another.
Well, that's about the workshop on Election Day.
Yes. Moving forward into November, we have a workshop on Election Day, November 7th. I think we should cancel that workshop.
Yeah, that works.
Plus, if you want, whatever you want, if needed, the 31st is a fifth Tuesday. So we could have if we're too long between meetings, we could have one on the 31st that we normally don't have. But does that make any sense? Am I speaking? But as of right now, we'll just play that by ear. That's getting a little far out. Okay. Mike, what upcoming cases do we have for the BZA and zoning commission?
BZA Thursday, we have over on Lisa Drive, they're wanting to put in another parking lot. I'm not sure how that's going to go because I still haven't received anything at all from the EPA saying it's a go. So we will see. But then they are scheduled for Thursday. And then we also just had a guy that's wanting to put something in to the side setback. So
side setback?
Yeah.
And no zoning commission.
No zoning commission. We are going to have a zoning commission next month, though. I just heard back from the hiring workers. They are going to combine those two lots over there and rezone.
They want to combine them?
They want to combine them and rezone it to all to I-1.
Oh, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's really all I have going on with zoning right now. I did speak with Harmony Farms owner yesterday. He said that they did move out of the big house and they plan to run that as an Airbnb starting the first of the year. Probably nothing else going on right now.
Okay. Questions or comments? Open house, once again, October 14th, 2023, from 2 to 4. I'll just keep plugging that in there.
Yep.
15th.
October 15th. Typo, sorry.
Sunday, right?
Sunday the 15th, yeah. Man, I cannot get that. Last time I was making it 1 to 3, now I'm trying to make it the 14th. I just
all messed. But it is 2 to
4? Yes.
Okay.
All of our officers right now are currently enrolled in an online Fire Officer 1 and 2 course. We wanted to do that just, you know, we've had some new officers in the last little bit. It's a very intensive course, a lot of work involved in it, and it's kind of hard to navigate through the online schooling process, especially if you're old like me, but I'm working through that. So it'll take us several months to complete it all, and it's pretty intensive, like what you say. So, I mean, every month you get your assignment. Like this month is chapters 1 through 4 with quizzes and tests and assignments, 4 assignments for each chapter. Mm-hmm. So it's honestly quite a bit of stuff to get done.
Yeah, because these assignments they're all big assignments. So
right.
They try to do that on their shift.
Yeah.
Not like fire is hard.
And we pay for it.
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, you got to create training programs. And it's intensive, but it's good. Yeah. And it's kind of challenging all the people. So that's what we wanted. And the other thing that it's done is started creating communication between them as far as what'd you do for this assignment, how'd you do this, which is another good thing.
Yeah.
So that's paying off some dividends. We might all fail, but at least we're getting some good stuff out of it. So,
good. So you're all doing one now, and then you have to do
it's two? A combined 1 and 2
oh,
class.
Combined.
So
it's like an accelerated program. It normally takes a year or longer. It's all done in 3 months.
Yeah.
So,
oh my
it's a lot
gosh!
Of work.
Wow.
That's, I'm going to be doing some of that this afternoon, as a matter of fact, working on that. But yeah, so I just want to let you know that we're all going through that, and I think that's a good thing. Later on down the road, we can put something in the newsletter about us going through that class.
Sure.
It pays off for the guys, too, outside of here, you know, if they want to go on to other departments or, you know, move into full-time. That always looks good on a resume.
What do you expect the passing rate to be?
I expect it to be 100%.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it's all open book. It's just a lot of work, but it's not, they shouldn't be failing.
Correct. The only problem that some of the folks are running into is we have a couple of our officers who are currently also enrolled in paramedics, which is a huge amount of work. So, you know, I just talked to them about time management and getting it done. So I expect 100%. My failing thing was a joke.
We should recognize them when they're done or something.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds great. I'd love to do that. It's like I said, it's going to be a lot of work for them. So, minutes review. I don't know how you want to go about it. I've got all of them that I knew was
oldest
out there.
Oldest one first and go through it.
All right, well, let me lay them out here then. Oldest one first, I think, is July 11th, I think. Here. There you go. Pass one down, please. I'm ready. Nope. Those are for you guys.
Oh, I got you.
Thank you.
Oh, and I apologize. I don't know what the copier, I must have had a setting wrong. If you open it like this, you can read it just fine. So it was just, it flipped it wrong. So, and they're all like that. You can read it like a doctor looks at its stuff.
What's all the yellow? That's Julie, you added this?
Yes.
What?
The yellow is the stuff that Julie added to it.
Oh, okay.
And any red is a strikeout.
So the first part was just missing the motion and the vote. And that's the at the bottom of page 4. There's a new in that line. Page 5, Andy had to say there's going to be a fire. Final fire alarm inspection got added. Debbie couldn't find my report, so I put that in there.
And I really don't have it in anywhere in my emails. He looked, I looked.
I'm not saying you didn't say it. I'm just saying I don't have it.
I'm sorry, I didn't have it.
I send them all, so you have them all.
So when we do, like on your report, Julie, do we need to give minutes from the Huber Heights meeting and the land and lifestyle, or could we just put in there that you gave a report about it, and then if they got questions, they can ask those committees? I mean, I like that you tell what went on, but does their minutes need to be part of our minutes?
Yeah, I feel like you're giving your minutes in our meeting minutes, which seems, at what point do you stop? Minutes in the minutes of the minutes.
Well, it's not the minutes from ours, because what's in here were things that are just relevant to, I think, the entire community. Like the first one is, the result was the top priority was to have a picnic.
Oh, but if you were going to say that, then you, if you're going to put that in there, then you need to say you only had,
what
20 people?
What is your guys' problem with putting a little detail in? The idea of the minutes is that if I'm a township resident and I don't come to the meeting, this is my Cliff Notes version. I shouldn't have to listen to a two-hour tape, which, by the way, are not good quality, and to find out what happened. So what is the problem with putting in some information so that the, I mean, what you report we put in here, then the community has it. They can read through this and say, oh.
The minutes are a general overview?
They're not just a general overview. They're a summary. I get that. I'm not saying word for word, but, I mean, what we were asked to do.
I'm sorry, but you asked me what I thought, and I just said. So that's what I said. They're a general overview. So when you asked me what is my problem, I said they're a general overview. And then you just disputed that my answer isn't correct. But it
I'm not saying your answer, because it's your answer. I agree with you. It's correct. But for me, I think that we should put in what we can so that the community can read this and know what happened at the meeting.
Mm-hmm. But they're just really knowing what happened at your meeting.
Right, not at our meeting.
Well, I mean, the same thing. You have a report on the Huber Heights Council meeting. So
I said, brought up a moratorium on annexation because that pertains to our township and no action was taken. Newsletter is out, two calls, and talked to Paul Huleskamp about the various projects in our township.
So you don't think the things on the land and lifestyle that came out of there, the ideas, are relevant to the township?
I think it's misleading, because when you talk about here these ideas for different things, it's 10 people or less, so it's ideas out of close to 5,000 people. It sounds like we had this big meeting and there was all kinds of community input and everything else, and that is not the case. The next thing we're going to hear about in the township is that we're going to have a talent show, that we're going to have a magic show, and it's going to discredit us. It has nothing to do with the township. We are not going to do talent shows and magic shows and carnivals and circuses and stuff like that.
This is input from the community on
from
what they would like to see.
From 10 people or less. Input from the community would be close to the majority, not 10 people. 10 people do not make up the community.
Well, it's not just 10 people, because they represent other people, and there's other people who feel that way. Just because they can't make it to every meeting, and that list is a culmination of many meetings, so it's more people, but I don't know why that matters. If you have a group of people that want to see something, you have to know there's other people that feel the same way.
I don't, but I don't know what you're saying. I don't know anybody that wants a talent show or a magic show or some of that stuff, a carnival or a circus. I don't know those people.
Yeah, I just feel like you just gave us your meeting minutes in the land and like in the in your report, which is.
And I mean,
you hosted the land and lifestyle meeting on 7/6/21. done. If I want to read the Land and Lifestyle meeting minutes, I'll go find those wherever they are posted.
And like I mentioned the thing at the A.V. Graham and the band booster spot, but that ain't part of our minutes. I was just talking. And here we are just now going to approve it, so it's way off. We just don't need a whole lot. You know, this last thing, the committee's completed a letter to send to landowners. Okay, that's all right. But too much of this, we just do not need this.
Oh, that was her report, and it was how that's been working as they've been sent, and cut and pasted, and put them in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So is that piece going to be revised or stay as is?
Well, I think that the piece needs to stay as the piece. I think what you guys are getting at is the report.
I think it's fine to say we had a report on the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee, and it needs to be spelled out because I had to think about what L and LPC was.
Are you think I was saying remove trustee reports? Or
No.
Because I don't think remove reports. I just need to know, since the feeling is this is way too much information, and does this stay or does this get condensed? That's all I'm asking. And then she would have to condense it. I'm not condensing what she wants in here.
Well, I think you condense it and you take out my part on there because it's irrelevant to this.
Announcements about the chicken dinner?
Yeah, who cares? And then, you know, if you want to put in there some new ideas mentioned, there was new ideas mentioned during the yard sale for community events, okay. But a cookie exchange, no. A dunking booth, no.
So, I guess to follow up on Debbie's, what do you want done here? So, this is what was submitted, this is what Debbie took, this is what she put into...
Changed it. This is her.
I know. This is
okay. Here we go. Attended the Human Rights Council meeting. Nothing wrong with that. That has to do with Bethel. Okay. When we talk about the annexation, the thing here, the public apology from Mayor Gore. I don't know. I don't see that as being part of this. We mention it. But I don't see that first bullet point. I would take it out.
I'm gonna go with that. Take it out.
And then
next part, annexation, leave that.
That's
in.
A good, yeah.
Fill out Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meeting held on 6/21. Just group discuss survey results. Boom. Leave that one in. New ideas out. Announcements, chicken dinner out.
Right.
Letter in.
When the meetings are, that's
yep.
Good.
When the meetings and the last bullet. Great.
Yeah. Okay.
And Don, you said you wanted... Oh, never mind.
So we're down to bullet one, bullet four. Oh, sorry, under L and LPC, bullet one, four, five, and six.
Are we then moving on?
I'm moving on.
Page eight. She changed the spelling on her name, which is correct. How could, I think that's supposed to be she.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Page 8.
Right after the spelling of her name.
Oh, right after the spelling of Reese.
That should be she, not
oh.
others pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Might want to change it on the template. I don't know if you use copy and paste.
I probably, when I pasted it in, I didn't paste the AM, PM.
Okay, down here under that same paragraph, ask Administrator Earhart if he would be in attendance when the state fire marshal comes
to the school. If I make these changes, then do you just want this print, the change to print it company for the meeting, and then that's it? I don't need to email them back out to you?
I just want them changed and brought to the meeting.
Okay.
I'd like an email, please.
Okay, that's July 11th.
And then we probably ought to sign these at the meeting, because there's so damn many copies, how do we ever know which one's which? So if we sign them,
don't you put them in a book and then have them?
Yeah,
she puts them in a book and the book comes and you just sign your name 50 times in a row.
Okay, so I just want to be sure I read the same damn minutes 3 or 4 times.
No, she's once we approve them, they go in the book, not before that.
So that was July 11th.
That's an official book.
Okay.
August 1st.
Ooh, moving on.
Workshop.
Look at us.
I think these are all of them. These are all of them I could find in my email. There seems like there should be. I don't know.
This one we've agreed to, I think, twice already? Maybe once. No, twice. Where's the July? There should be July workshop, right?
Is this the one, Julie, that you. Was this the one that we were going to approve last time and you changed something?
That was July workshop.
Okay.
Where I didn't change anything, just took out the highlighting.
That's changing.
The content of the minutes we had already agreed to. So, and that was supposed to be the process, right? We email, we fix them, and then we approve them at the regular meeting. I think the only change to this one was the last sentence starting at the bottom of the page where you had wanted to add about the trees down and the dead deer on Singer. That used to be highlighted, but now it's not because this was the final version.
Okay, so August 1st is first. First is okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, I did not do the July 11th, and that's the one with the draft or whatever, right?
No, that was the one that we just took the highlighting out, but we already agreed to it in like two meetings, I think.
We did July 11th. I'm trying to figure out the July workshop one.
Oh, it was like the 5th, because July 4th was a holiday.
Sorry, I'm just trying to do it on my phone.
So we have approved this the 8th. Or the on the 1st of August.
Let's see, July 11th, August 9th, and the land use plan meeting of the 7th. Those are the most recent ones I've sent.
Did we approve August 1st?
No.
Okay.
So the three I sent on August 31st was the land use plan meeting, August 9th meeting, and that's July 11th.
So we got July 11th. Awesome.
And then
so we're okay with the one I just had in my hand. Sorry.
August 1st.
August 1st.
So what about July 5th?
I'm going to go print that off while you guys take a look at.
You guys want that one? Or
I don't need a copy of it.
Of the 5th? We can do August 9th. You guys want to pass those out? I'm going to run and make a copy.
Oh, July 11th. Sorry, I missed that one. Or July 5th.
So in this one, the first thing was the administrator's report was completely missing, but I can't copy it, Debbie, so you're going to have to copy it in there.
Well, I can't copy it either. He's going to have to do it and give it to me, because that's the way he sends it. So okay. Yeah, I always have to make it.
It's blocked.
I don't always have to make it, but...
Okay, well, somebody's going to have to add that. It's still going to have to be added.
That's fine.
So let's look at page one. Under approval of the minutes... I don't think you need it to say highlighting to be removed and the word draft to be removed.
Just the workshop will be moved.
I think
today.
It should be in there.
Due to some minor changes?
Yeah, well, that needs to be in there. But highlighting to be removed and the word draft to be removed don't need to be.
I think it should be in there.
Oh. Why?
Why not? It tells people that that's what needs to be changed.
But it's also pointing out everybody's mistakes every single time. And they're just dotting an I, crossing a T, leaving a she into, you know, sometimes word spelled corrects it and it's not
what we
wanted.
This is not the case here. The case here is we've delayed it twice, even though we agreed that they were complete. And the reason why was because the highlighting needed to be removed. And it's nothing to do with content.
I'll take it out.
Beth?
I think it can be out. I don't think it, I mean, it's just, we just need to know that we're moving it to the next meeting. I don't care if it was highlighting or a comma or anything. And no, but it doesn't add to the gist of what we discussed. Bottom of page five, it's MVRPC, but since I cut and paste those, since I send you the email, that's my error, Debbie. Sorry about that. It's MVRPC.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Well, it's not your fault. I send you the email, so.
Okay. The next page, I just didn't word it the way she wanted it worded, or the way she said it exactly, so.
Oh, okay.
That is. If should have been capitalized, I missed that. That's just it. And I left out that you actually said Ron Corbett volunteered to be the chair of the committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did.
And that's it for those. Still copying others to the land use plan meeting. Go this one. Eighth one.
I haven't got to do this
one. Oh, I'm sorry. That's fine. Catch up.
July 5th.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead.
Do I have them?
No, we were, yeah, no, go ahead.
We're making headway.
We're just three. Making headway. We're done with one.
You don't want one, Julie, or July 5th?
No, I don't need one.
Okay, go.
Nothing's changed in it since the last two times it's come in.
Okay, hang on, we're still on August 9th.
August 9th, okay.
Donna's still reviewing at the same for a second.
Should have it.
Well, so what's happening with all this money? We still have updates to make for it.
Oh, I thought we said we were okay.
Did you have other updates than what they just discussed?
No, it's still missing the
report. Yeah, I'm going to put the report in. I said, I'll put the report in, and once I put the report in, and we take out the, I fix the MVRPC, and we're taking out the highlighting to be removed, and I'm changing it to have your exact wording, and then the if, the capitalization, and the BC, all those will be added. We've talked about every highlight you had in there.
And you're going to send it out before the meeting?
Well, I'm going to bring them to them for the meeting, and I'm going to email you a copy.
All right.
So now we're up to July 5th, and I just have a question, because if we took out this, the apology thing on the last one, why is it in this one? Or
yeah,
should it be in this
one? I agree. I think it should be out of this.
Where's
one
this
too.
At?
Beaver Heights Action.
You took out the
what,
apology.
What meeting?
July 5th.
Okay.
So
now we're going to change the minutes that we've already agreed that we're okay.
What I don't understand is when did we all agree if we're reviewing?
Well, they went through the review process.
They went through the review process and everybody said they were okay. So why are they back here?
Because that's the one we didn't approve last time because it said...
Because of the highlighting, which is why that comment was important.
I thought that was this one.
No.
So both of them. Because this one said...
We only had one on the last thing,
gotcha.
Which is July 5th,
gotcha.
To approve.
Gotcha. So I'm just saying that if we're taking that statement out of one set, we're correcting one set.
Take
and
it
it's
out.
In here, I don't... Where is
this?
I just provided information regarding the last Huber
right
Council
here.
Meeting.
There's an extra copy.
Yeah, there's an extra copy.
Of July 5th.
I'm just
I agree.
Pointing
no,
out the
I
fact
think you're
that
right.
We took it out of one meeting. So
just
why would you...
Don,
well,
I'm not
set.
Even sure where...
It's under Huber Heights Action.
We took it out of
okay.
The
yeah, I know.
Statement. Just the statement about the apology. They said that it wasn't whatever terminology used. They didn't want it in there. So I was just saying...
Oh, this is Trustee
yeah.
Black right here.
Yeah.
So
if
we want that gone?
I think that should be gone because we took it out of the other one.
I mean, if we hadn't taken it out of the other one, then these would stand as, you know. But, all right, so we'll take that out. That is my only, really, I just noticed that, so.
And we're okay with August 9th?
I don't think it should be gone from either one of them.
I think so.
Okay. There's it for
that? Yes.
Okay. So the 28th is right.
All right, we good on the 5th?
He's still
I think
reading.
So.
All right, so now who's the 28th?
Thank yeah, I think it's fine other than so that round two, which was that round, which was the second time we had a meeting, right, to get together.
That is correct.
Just to make sure that we realize that it's this is round two, like this meeting
so.
Was round two. I don't know how you would capture that discussion.
Why don't you just put...
So that this round could be more efficient.
Yeah.
Or just put some things together so we could be more efficient. Yeah.
Okay, that'll be fine, too.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's why I send the email. I'm disappointed that the one line is the summary of a 2-hour and 15-minute meeting. I mean, there could be some summarization of the comments that were given by people.
How would you summarize it?
I don't know, when somebody makes a comment on why they want it to be a certain way, you can put that in there.
But Julie, we spent 2 hours and they looked at each individual piece, and each individual piece had people commenting and deciding and discussing. And Julie, you know, this is a summarization of what happened. If people, they're going to see the final thing. They should have come to a meeting if they want. You know, I understand we're supposed to let people, you know, understand what's going on, but how are you going to pick and choose every single comment that went? That's a transcript.
I didn't say every single.
I know,
comment.
But what I'm saying is, if I choose to state what you said or you did or just somebody else, what about all the other people? Then they don't get their statement in there. So I feel like, you know, you want it to be fair. You can't just comment on what one person thought of that.
I didn't say comment on one person. I said summarize what people say, different arguments. It doesn't have to say who said them. Just say some of the arguments or some of the discussion was this.
You know, Julie, you're disappointed every minute I've done since you've started. There's always been something wrong with everything I've done since you've started. And you're not happy with whatever we choose to do or however we do it. So I don't know what, you know, whatever the three of you tell me, that's what I'll put in. But this is what I did. I summarized what happened
first
at the meeting.
First, use face
Sorry.
Recognition to...
Chief.
I'm good with much discussion. I don't think that we can... This is a summary of the meeting. We sat there for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and there was a lot of discussion. And if you pick out, I totally agree. There were pros and cons to every parcel. Everybody brought up good arguments.
I said completed more than expected. Like
right.
Did it. Everybody came together. I don't know.
But you can't even say everybody brought up valid points, because that's putting your filter on it. Much discussion. There was a lot of discussion. That's the actual fact. There was.
And, you know, this is, I understand sometimes that, you know, but summarization means if anybody read this, they'd know we had a land use plan meeting. They'd say we discussed on code how to code each parcel or groups of parcels, and you completed the task. They understand what happened at that meeting.
Right.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm just trying to look through here just to make sure that we're not missing anything.
So will we be caught up now on minutes?
We're up to date on the minutes now, but there are like 15 sets of minutes that now I cannot do three at a time. I cannot do them.
No, don't get into
the old ones.
No, I'm just saying the old ones. There's 15 old ones dating back to January.
That we haven't
November.
Approved?
Excuse me, November.
That we have not approved?
Correct.
So we got to do those then?
Correct.
Yeah, you still have to get those done. So... Uh-huh. If I do, you know, I just have to continue to do them one at a time and put them in mixed bag. I chose to keep us up to date.
Yeah,
instead
here.
Of doing that.
And go backwards. So.
So just bring us two or three extras a week or every other week.
Well, I'll try, but this is
he
a pretty busy time
to do
for me, too.
August 28th, okay. So we did not have, just I'm just trying to make sure that I have everything, 5th, 11th.
I have all.
We did not have a meeting on July 18th, or did we? Or did we already approve? I'm just trying to, these are the ones that...
No, we did not.
Okay. And then we did not have a meeting on August 15th?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't think so. I'm just double checking. So then that does bring us up through... Oh, I got...
But we don't have September 12th. We don't have last week.
So. I have September 5th still. It's from you.
Okay.
Right.
That's the next set. It's just making sure the current months were complete.
Oh. You got it.
So this is the one that I've received no comments on, so that's why there's no highlighting.
Oh, okay.
This is as it was sent out. We can have to.
December 11th.
Looks good to me.
Yep.
So then all that has to happen is the word draft removed.
You can add my name to that trees on Singer.
Andy and Don.
Yeah.
And the reason why you don't have the 12 minutes from the last regular meeting is
last
because
week.
I just... Julie sent me her
thingy.
Report. Sorry, I couldn't say it on Friday night, so I didn't do it over the weekend.
Any more?
That's all I have.
I'm sorry, what do you want done to three?
Add Don.
Administrator Hurt and Don Black.
Well, you were going to set up the meeting.
Yeah, but I ended up setting up the meeting.
Yeah, he got a hold of him before I did, but...
Well, that's not what was said at the meeting. This is a report of what happened at the meeting.
Second page.
How about for Don Black?
How about set up a set?
Why don't you just put on there Andy Earhart, Administrator Andy Earhart, and Trustee Don Black. We'll set up a meeting with
because it wasn't said at the meeting.
Yeah, I just said I would set up a meeting, and then you ended up actually doing it because you talked to him first, so.
Yep.
So just leave it as Administrator Earhart, because that's what was said at the meeting.
Okay,
that's okay, back to
that,
okay.
All that has to happen is the interaction of it.
Correct. Okay. So that makes, on the agenda for next week, July 5th, July 11th, August 1st, August 9th, August 28th, and September 5th.
Look at us.
Now, I have a question going back to number two on our thing. Where we set our policy, and we are working through that policy and the holes in it. I mean, I still think that they can be sent out like they are, but this was seemed to be way more efficient use of getting them done, even though it might be, we talked about time frames when we were talking about the policy, how it would be at least 2 weeks or a month or whatever before we got it on the next agenda. However, we just got through six sets of minutes here in 20 minutes or a half hour. So it just seems to me like it's a more efficient use of your time
it
and
is.
Everyone's time to review them like this.
It is.
Okay.
That's what it appears to me. Get them done, send them out, take a look at them, not look at them, but here you're forced to look at them.
Works for me. So that delays then some of them longer, and it will especially delay them in the summer.
It could delay them. However, they're not getting done now, so.
Well, I mean, if you can't get online and review them, then, which was what we were planning on doing, then yeah, this is the only other choice.
But so, it seems like it works, so.
I agree with this choice.
Well,
very easy.
So still people to prepare the minutes. You'll still get them done. You'll still send them out so people have an opportunity to see them ahead of time. But when there's a time after they've gone out, I'll put them on the next workshop agenda for comments. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get it so that we streamline this to at least get something through the process.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Now, does Julie have to do this one, like right here, where she just takes off the Word draft, or can you just do that?
You have a Word version, right? So you can...
She has it. Yeah. I have done it just to save the time and because I did the minutes. I don't mind. But if...
Let her do it so she's got it and brings it to the meeting.
Brings it to the... regular trustee meeting. You want copies of all these from corrected at the next trustee meeting.
We're going to
and she's going
them.
To get them emailed.
Bring a copy.
Got it.
Okay.
So you'll be taking the Word draft off.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. There was some other changes to the workshop minutes. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
I'm correcting all the workshop meetings. Well,
yeah.
Then let her correct. She puts her name at the bottom of them. I don't want to.
So I have to review them again.
I'm sorry, say that again.
There weren't other corrections to that one.
Not to that one, but like the July 5th, they decided to take that off.
Oh yeah.
So who would do that? That's all I'm asking.
Debbie.
So you want me to make the corrections to her minutes and then.
Right.
Well, the only thing that's from the workshop meeting.
He doesn't trust me, Debbie. That's the bottom.
The only thing that has to come out of the July 5th is that one statement about Anita Kitchen. Okay.
And that's the only other one?
Yep.
There was a change to a workshop other than...
The draft.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody was on the same page and mm-hmm. we get these through. Okay. Any other items on pending minute review?
Nope.
Okay, that's still on agenda. I'm sorry. I'm getting things mixed up on my plate. Zoning Commission, BZA appointments, policy discussion. At the last meeting, you weren't here, Beth. Natalie Donahue had voiced her concerns and disappointment with the way we did the last appointments to the BZA and the Zoning Commission. So
what were her disappointments? What were her, what she say?
Well, she didn't like necessarily the process of how you applied for it.
Which is writing a letter.
Or, you know, however, she didn't like also the fact that at the one meeting, we did the interviews beforehand, and then Don talked to Nikki after the meeting and said, hey, I thought you were applying for it, and she didn't, so she thought that that was an addition and kind of didn't think that was fair, that people were added on after the first go-round, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
She also said that she felt that the trustees had just appointed like-minded individuals to the spots that were open,
mm-hmm.
and felt that there should be some formal policy on how those positions are selected. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys were there too. Does that kind of somewhat synopsis what she said?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with I don't think she had a problem with submitting a letter per se. It was that not everybody had to do that.
Oh, and
so
how it was advertised, too.
How it was advertised. It was the consistency and, you know, how do people know what to do when there's an opening? I think what...
That's in a nutshell, what she was concerned with, had disappointment in, so to speak. So that was one of the things that Julie said we could... we talked after the meeting, and she said we should put that on and discuss that here today. So I did a look a little bit through the Ohio Revised Code, looked at some other townships, tried to figure out, and it's a straight appointment by the board as far as that goes.
Say that again.
It's a straight appointment by the board.
Okay.
I mean, there's Natalie had mentioned that she looked through the Ohio Revised Code at some stuff, and I'm not sure what she had found as far as governing those appointments, but it's a board appointment. Under 519.04.
The Ohio Revised Code says they're in 5-year terms every year.
They set forth what they are, yes.
You have the choice to renew or not renew at the end of the 5 years. I mean, I feel like the policy is already in the Ohio Revised Code. We advertise it on Facebook, on social media, in the newsletter.
But we don't have to do any of that.
No, we don't have to do any of that. No.
So once again, we go above and beyond, and then we get criticized for it.
Yeah. I'm just...
It's just strictly an appointment. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, yes.
Yeah.
We don't have to advertise. We don't have to have letters. We don't have to interview. We have the right to just appoint. So once again, we go above and beyond, trying to be fair and trying to get all the interest we can, and then we get criticized for it.
Well, we don't normally advertise. That was, I had asked to have it put on Facebook.
Julie, I put it on Facebook. I've done videos. Put it in the newsletter every single time.
It wasn't in the newsletter this time.
We don't need anybody right now.
No, I mean for the last round.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Let me look.
I mean, we appointed those in December, so it would have had to have been there in October. So maybe it wasn't in the October one. But if there's a need, it's always in there. I mean, not always, but... It's in there once a year. Either way, we get the word out. Well, Julie, it's your item. What do you want to say?
I think it would be nice to have something written that people can follow. I mean, it's basically a checklist, right? You send your letter in, we put it on Facebook, we put it on the website, we put it in the newsletter, whatever the list may be, just have a brief process that, you know, it says we're going to interview and...
Can't you just add that to the newsletter? This is what we need from an applicant? And sure. Just put a few bullet points of...
Then all that'll be is used against us if we miss a step or something when we don't have to do it.
Since I've been here, and since you've been here, we've been here a lot, and over the years, there's not always interest. Mm-hmm. And trustees go out and ask people. Mm-hmm. And you're asking people that you think might come as a value to whatever we're doing. So basically, you're asking people you know, the same as you would ask people that you would know, that you would like to see do it. So as far as her saying like-minded people, I think that isn't right what she said, because everybody's going to go ask people that you think, I mean, you want people in place that you want in place.
I don't agree with that. I want a variety of people on the board, because I think the best decision comes from hearing all sides.
I didn't
ask anybody to do it, and I think that there's probably people out in the community that would like to do it and don't know about it.
Well, then they didn't read the newsletter. They get the newsletter. It goes on Facebook. It's not, we can't call every resident every time we have information. We do communication best we can.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, we've bought a new system. Text my gut. We continue to do it. And if people aren't looking at that, that's not our fault.
I would say the policy is via the Ohio Revised Code. I don't want to put any more constraints on this policy. We put it in the newsletter, we do it on social media, and have 3/4 of the townships in Miami County don't even have social media, nor do they have a newsletter. So I don't know how they get their word out.
Anything else on that?
I don't have much.
Any updates from the Uber Heights annexation? I have not heard anything.
I haven't heard anything.
Oh, no? Julie, no?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. It's hard to catch up sometimes.
By the way, the tapes still have a zzz.
Yeah, I know.
It's not as bad as it was before.
I played with a different setting last time. We'll see if it helped. So.
So I did have something else. Sorry, before we go to ongoing. One other thing that was mentioned at a meeting, not the last meeting though, was one meeting she asked what we, the trustees, were doing about maybe stopping annexation or trying to do something before they have another round in January. So I thought maybe we could maybe invite in the people who own that land and just see, you know, get an update or see what's going on. Or
talking about the people who own the Leavies,
yeah,
the Guessmans.
Yeah, like the Leavy, Halderman's. I think some of that land's already been transferred, including the Stafford land. So,
Guessmans is transferred.
Guessmans has already all been transferred. Friends, maybe ask the Friends to come. I don't know.
The Halderman one, they live in Michigan.
Yeah.
So I kind of
doubt that
they'd come.
Could be on a phone call.
And I would doubt that Gary Leavy would come, but we could ask him.
So what does that format look like? What are we going to say to him?
Yeah, that's kind of what, so I think who and what we're going to invite is one of the things that we need to think about and get that squared away. And I guess one of the things, are we trying to talk to them as a group, individually? What are the thought process there? Just food for thought.
Well, if we talk to them as a group, it's a public meeting, so they're not coming. I wouldn't come to have everybody tell me, I can't believe you sold your land. So, and what, Julie, what are your thoughts as to what the message is?
Well, I don't know for sure. I mean, I'd like to get an understanding of where they stand still. Like, is it possible that, I mean, you know, since it's all off now, I don't know what their contract said. I don't know if they're still beholden to DEC or, you know, whoever they're in contract with. Yes, in contract with. So, just to ask, is there anything that can be done to maybe not have them not sell it to Huber and sell it to somebody else? I don't know I don't know the exact format, or I don't know if we can do an executive session. If you don't want to do it in public, I don't know what that would fall under.
Could potentially fall under contracts. Potentially. Maybe, I don't know. I have to look at that a little bit more. Ask probably.
What do we have to offer Gary Leavy?
I don't know. Find a buyer that would pay the same money. It's not huge money.
No, it's not.
Compared to, especially,
I think he could have done better.
He could have done better. Most definitely.
But he's not going to.
Well, I think that we need to maybe have another buyer sort of in the wings. And I mean, according to Bart, what he had said to us in 2020 was he's locked into this contract. He, if they back out, they could do it, but he could not back out without penalty. Now, every contract is
breakable somehow.
It depends on how much it costs you. But I think we need to have a very clear message. Here's what we could do for you if you would be willing to get out of that contract. And I don't know what that is, because even though it's not a lot of money, it's still...
Do we roughly know how much?
I think Bart got 18.3 an acre.
Somewhere around there, 18 something. I don't know what Mr. Levy got.
Yeah, I don't know either, because they weren't allowed to talk to each other.
Yeah, they were. They had signed a, basically, a can't no, talk about yeah. this clause.
I can talk for both of them if you want me to. I know both of them.
I'm just asking what, where we, how we do that. Mm-hmm. How we do that, how we, what we want to get from it, what do we want to portray, what are we doing if we meet with them? That's all I want to know. And how does that format look?
I've talked to Gary on 3 different occasions, but not since this last deal where they didn't do anything. But I talked to him on 3 times, and the first time he was a tiny bit rude. It's kind of hard for a German Baptist to be rude, but he was a tiny bit. And then 2 or 3 hours went by, and then he called me back and said, "Hey, I want to re-talk to you." But he would not elaborate on nothing. The third time, he would not elaborate on anything.
Well, I think first you'd have to have what we have to offer these people. Otherwise, you're bringing them in and just want information from them, and they're not going to, mm-hmm. or maybe they're not allowed, I don't know. But we'd have to have set, this is what we can offer, this is what we can do, this is what you can do, and then right. we can do.
Well,
I mean, you have to have all that.
Directly from Mr. Levy and directly from Mr. Gessman. And I'm sure that this is a standard clause, that they weren't allowed to talk about their deal.
Yeah. So then,
because I tried to find, well, Bart told us both that day, then I tried to find out from
Mr. Levy. Could be this or it could be
Mr.
that, but
Levy.
I can't tell you.
I talked to Bart down there on Singer Road when he was fixing that ditch, and he wouldn't say a thing.
I know. So I would imagine, like, the Halderman late daughter who lives in Michigan is probably under the same type of thing. So I don't think we're going to get a lot of information from them as far as what we do. So the next step would be is what we can offer them. And I'm not sure what that is right now. We, like you said, there's no other really good options on the table other than, well, we can try and sell it to someone else and go through our zoning process and hopefully it goes through, and then you can do what you want. Because they don't care what happens. I mean, they're just selling it for the dollars.
Right. Well, that's part of the reason for having the meeting, right, is to let them that we care about what's going on.
Correct.
The township cares, and, you know, can we come to something that benefits everybody so they still get the money that they want, and maybe the land stays in the township and it's not high-density humor housing.
So what would that be?
I don't know. I mean,
but that's it. You can't say that. We got to know. That's the thing. We have to know.
Well, I mean, let's take the Halderman, for example. I mean, we'll just get right out that. We had an informal conversation with them about potentially purchasing that for, you know, land for a potential new firehouse or something else. And they basically said, no, we're under contract, and that's how it is. So that was another option that was very different from what they're currently under with DEC, and that was the end of the conversation. So I'm not sure where it could go. That's my only thing. I'm just kind of lost on what we can do to move forward to get them to come off of something that we don't even know what is, because they won't talk about it.
Well, I mean, can we phrase it as if the opportunity arises and for some reason your contract you get out of the contract, or, you know, maybe, I mean, they can break the contract too. I'm sure there's huge penalties, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, just so they know that maybe there is an option.
But don't you think they'd want to know what the option is?
Well, I think we can list some of those. I mean, there's a possibility. So maybe they don't know there's some things out there. Maybe we could find a different buyer. There's a young farmer's bill that now allows for tax breaks if you want to keep it yourself. I know Gary didn't want to sell his land originally. That's what I heard,
mm-hmm.
is that he didn't want to sell it, and that was kind of a family thing because some wanted to sell and some didn't. You know, I don't know. There's other things that are possible. We have some other people buying land in the community now. for bigger money than what they got, that could be a possibility.
What are they doing with that one?
Storm traps, as far as I know.
Okay.
So maybe the way to do this is not to, is to talk to the other property owners. We did a large landowners meeting. Oh, we've done it, what, twice in the last 15 years?
Oh, we just did one coming out of COVID, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. But we do have to have some options of what you can, what we can offer, what the township can offer. And otherwise, let's face it, if you don't live here, if it doesn't really matter to you, I mean, I'm sure they would all love it to stay, that it would stay in the township. But I'm sure they would also love even more that they have money in their bank account. And it's usually, like you said, not one person, it's three or four people who are making that decision. And so, you know, the money is the common denominator that everybody wants. So Debbie has a really good point. What are we offering? What can we provide? And that's exactly what the developer's doing for them.
I can give you,
I can give you this.
I'll write you a check.
I will write you a check.
I mean, that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. I mean, there's been a lot of things, you know, I've talked to Lorna on the phone, who had some people that were interested in doing kind of a horse farm development. She thought that, you know, they would be able to come up with the dollars to get some of those people to back out of their contracts. I mean, there's some stuff floating around out there. It's just never really kind of came to fruition as far as that goes. And so, I mean, I don't want to promise anything from a township standpoint that we can't deliver, obviously.
Right.
And so much of this stuff, honestly, is private individuals, you know, doing their own deals. But
I was going to tell you, I talked to Cindy Hammond, Howard Winger, and
yeah,
Cindy, Friday night, and the farm did not sell.
I know, yeah.
They thought they had it all locked down, and they couldn't get financed.
Mm-hmm. So it's still for sale.
Mm-hmm. That 70-acre farm area on Palmer, they've been having a hard time, too. A lot of people thought they had that.
88 acres,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to say, another guy came in here today and said that everyone that comes in, they can't get the financing for it. They've had four people so far.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, I think the thing to do about this is let's revisit this next time and let's think of ideas that we could do something with.
I know, I mean, I definitely think it's worth talking to them, but I totally agree with Debbie. What are we offering? Here, make my life easy. Tell me what you can do. I mean,
we don't have nothing to offer.
Well, so part of the problem with the offering, and yes, we have nothing to offer as a township because we can't buy it, right? But it's kind of a chicken and an egg situation, right? I mean, you can't find a buyer if the property isn't available. I mean, nobody wants to spend their time, you know, working on some deal that's never going to happen. So I think that's why the first step would be to talk to them and say, maybe there are some other options, but you have to be out of your contract first. Right,
I guess it's a hypothetical. Why would I break my contract for a possibility?
I guess what you're saying is it's a hypothetical question as far as if you could get out of the contract and explore other options, would you?
Yes.
That's the hypothetical question I think Julie's getting at. Now, we don't know what those options are, but hypothetically, if there was another option that was as good or better out there, would you explore that?
Well, take the Hammonds that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. They were not thrilled that the contract was broken. They would have liked to have, for it to have been under contract and sold and done and finished, you know? I mean, I talked to a property owner yesterday about a different parcel and said it's not even for sale now. And she said, I don't want to split a section off. I want the whole thing. but it's not for sale. But that's exactly what the developer's doing. He's walking in or he's walking in and saying, I will buy your parcel. And they say, oh, I hadn't even thought about selling, but okay, for $20,000 an acre.
Dangling the carrot.
Yeah.
And then he writes a contract that it's...
And then they write a contract that...
You have to pay to get out of.
Exactly.
And the contracts they write are going to suit them. The developers.
Bart couldn't even use a lawyer on his contract.
Yeah, that was interesting. No, I signed it.
I really will look at it. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, Julie, I think it's a great idea. It's just, I think we have to answer Debbie's question, which is, what are we giving them? What would the possibilities be? What could possibly happen here?
Gary Levy will say, well, if this falls through, I'll get in touch with you.
That's exactly what he told me.
Which is probably what they told him to tell everybody.
Because we had actually contacted him, once again, north side of 40. Mm-hmm. And his thing was, well, let me see what goes on with this thing first. Yeah. And if it falls apart, I'll talk to you.
But anything that we... Let's say we found a buyer that wanted to put in an Old Dominion truck place like down here. We'd never get it past the resident. Right?
Well, but that's it. That's the million-dollar question. Would we or would we not?
Right. What if we could and get
so it? We haven't found that answer yet.
Exactly. We haven't found that answer. And so as a developer or as a property owner, you'd rather go with the sure bet? Money in your pocket and out the door.
We kind of have a history.
Yeah. All right, I have to leave at 10:30, so anything else?
Anything else on that, Julie? We're going to revisit that for sure, and I'm probably going to make some informal conversations to see what happens.
What does that mean with the... landowners?
Yeah. Just talk to the people that I know that know them and, you know, try and get in touch with them.
If you want, I will talk to them directly.
I don't think we should do individually. That's why I propose doing it here, because I want to make them feel like, sure, as a township, we care.
Okay.
Not as an individual contacting them.
That's fine.
DEC is waiving the money, so, you know, they're kind of a big group, so I just think it would be better if it was a township message.
But if it's a township message, it's a public meeting, and then nobody wants to tell you what they're doing in a public meeting. I mean, I have to say, I admire Gary Levy for coming to all these meetings and sitting there, because I think most people would hop their plane to Florida and not show up at all, you know.
But he had also, a lot of the meetings he attended, whether it was annexation hearings and anything else, where he had a vested interest in what was happening.
True, but he still came. Yeah.
So.
Knowing that people knew who he was and people would talk to him.
Okay, well, then I won't necessarily talk to anybody as far as that goes. And we just need to come up with a format and a thing if we're going to do this. So we can... Okay.
Can it just be a short, you know, because it is a public meeting, just have a short meeting that lets them know that this is what we would like, you know, that we wanted to stay in the township, and if we can...
Do you think they don't know that?
Well,
I mean, I'm just asking.
So
all of the meetings where we stood up, and they was there and we said what we wanted, you don't think they believed us or what?
I don't think that's the same as being invited to a meeting where it's a special meeting for that purpose. And I'm not sure that, you know, somebody living in Michigan might not get that same message.
What do you mean?
The Haldeman.
Well, I know who it is. I don't know what you mean.
I mean, she's not at the meeting. She's not in the community to hear those things.
You'll talk to her husband, probably, not her. And I told him all of those things.
Well, okay, so... I don't...
Let's discuss it at a further date. I think that if you don't reach out to anybody, we'll just wait.
All right.
Talk about it next month.
All right. No new updates on Uber Heights annexation. Massage parlor regulations, I resent those to Chris last week.
Okay.
Just to send him all the stuff again. So we'll see what he gets us. Trees on Singer. We met with the Metro Park staff.
Oh, they're coming down.
We're going to remove, kind of compromised on a few and limbing a few. There's six trees that are very large, and they want to try and keep, but pruned up so that they're out of harm's way if they're viable trees.
Mm-hmm. They must have an arborist
to take a look at those.
About that.
So I am going to get a hold of some tree companies. For those specific, we have to have, if we're taking them down, we can't do those anyway.
They're way too big.
And I mean, they're, I don't know, a couple hundred feet tall. I mean, they're, wouldn't you say?
I'd say they're over 100, but no, okay. I don't think they're 200.
Well, they look, when you're standing underneath of them and looking up, they look big, but we couldn't deal with them. So
okay. We're going to hurt the back of your head.
Okay.
Do you get that?
No.
When you're looking up and you fall over backwards and you hit the pavement.
Okay, that'll do it to me.
So that's that. Archive Social is just a placeholder. Park updates. I called a company over in the one that was at OTA that's from Indianapolis about coming over and giving us a plan design for the park, and I'm waiting for them to call me back.
Okay.
And I'm going to recall them again if I don't hear from him in the next day or so. I did not.
Okay. So the only thing I had to add was that once again from Anthem we received a rebate check, but it doesn't care about. So basically, everybody's going to get a check for about $333 that has health insurance. Sorry, Glenn.
Why does that not go back to the township?
Because it states in here what this is for and what it's given for. It's the ARPA money, that the Anthem, it's part of the ARPA money, and it states that it's from the Affordable Care Act, and it needs, the two things you could spend it on are paying for the health care premiums,
right,
to lower the cost for the individual. There is no cost for the individuals. So the other one is to divide it up equally to the people who are on the plan. And that's what we've chosen to do.
Works for me.
So the trustees don't have to vote on that?
No, they don't.
Because the last letter I got said it could go back into the kitty to help pay for premiums, which we do pay, or go to the employees. And it went to the employees with no discussion.
So it went to the employees to help you, I mean, to refund your premiums that you did pay.
The ACA states that you can either use a rebate to pay for your plan's future premiums, which can help lower the cost for your employees. For your employees, not for the township. Or you can distribute it among your employees covered by the rebated plan.
I say either way, it makes the same difference. Either, I mean, either you get a check for $333 or you take $100 out of my paycheck every month. But either way, I get the money, so I don't think it makes a difference. I gotta go.
Bye. We are adjourned at 10:32.